Hey everybody, Jerome Bibbins in Baltimore, and I want to try to be real short and brief today. We all in the Baltimore and the Baltimore County, Maryland area, we've all endured for the last 4 weeks the aftermath of the tragic collapse of the Key Bridge. I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't like that bridge. I don't like the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and I don't like the bridge over the Delaware River. I don't like bridges, you know, especially those bridges that go way up, get real high, and you know, you get up to the apex, and you start seeing Jupiter and Venus, and you wonder where the hell are you. And not only that, but you know, bridges over water double frighten me because I can't swim. But to the point. The city of Baltimore has sued the shipping company, the company that owns the Dolly. That was the name of the ship, the Dolly. Hello, Dolly. And they've alleged that this ship was unseaworthy. Well, you know, I don't know anything at all about maritime law. Know a little about tort liability and civil liability. Because I'm a criminal lawyer, but I will say it looks to me like the ship was unseaworthy because the Francis Scott Key Bridge was put up in 1977. That was the year I graduated from Poly. And how many years ago was that? I can't even count and don't really want to count, but there's not been any bridge that's come down. There's not been any ship that's hit the Key Bridge. So it would seem that on its face, the ship was unseaworthy. And of course, the reports are that the ship lost power, and because they lost power, they lost control of the ship. But now we're finding out that there was some technical and mechanical and, you know, instrumental issues before the ship even started. So, I mean, I think clearly the ship was unseaworthy, and it's not about the seaworthiness of the ship. It's not about who was at fault. It's not about rebuilding the bridge. It's just about the money. Somebody's got to pay for it because that bridge is going to go back up and it's going to be bigger and better and we're all going to celebrate it. But let's not lose sight of the fact that somebody's got to pay for it. And, you know, these shipping companies, I mean, these international shipping companies, I don't know for a fact, but they probably are some of the richest businesses on the globe. And think about it. A shipping company doesn't just, you know, cater to a local county or one state or one country or even one continent. These shipping companies encompass the entire globe. They move tons and tons and tons and tons of cargo, which means tons and tons and tons of money. So, in my view, the shipping company should foot the bill. And, you know, depending upon how and where they file taxes, they can probably write it off. So, give me your input. Give me your feedback. Let me know if you think I'm off base, because I know a lot of you do, but that's fine. Just tell it like it is. You know, that's what I try to do. Justice for everybody.